Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday, February 6th edition. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yatuma. She is a candidate for Secretary of State at the upcoming March 28th endorsement convention down in Novi. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. I monitor everybody's Twitter X accounts. I look at posts. I read information, news, all kinds of things. And your last post really resonated with me because Dave Ageman and I and many others fought Terry Lynn Land on this years ago, this Motor Voter Registration Act. And I got to tell you, it's a real problem here in the state of Michigan. Why don't you explain to the folks your posts and what your plans are as the next Secretary of State?
Yes, I can do that. So I posted about driver's licenses. And so from the beginning, when in September, when I first announced that I was running and I started talking about everything, I mentioned the issues that we're having with driver's licenses. And most people don't know this, but if I were to take your driver's license, Randy, or if I were to take mine and I were to hold it up next to a non-citizen's driver's license, they look exactly the same. Except for in the restrictions box, theirs will say LT for limited term. However, it's really easy to miss. It's hard to detect because it's so small. And because our election workers are so poorly trained that if a non-citizen, and we know that non-citizens have voted in our elections here in Michigan, were to go and show this ID to vote, a lot of what's happening, a lot of these election workers are missing this. And so they're able to vote. And so I proposed a new idea. And we have to be careful. And I wanted to be really careful with this idea. And it's why I consulted a few different attorneys on it, because we don't want to violate our equal protection and anti-discrimination laws, right? Because if we're differentiating non-citizen driver's license by color solely because of citizenship status, that would likely trigger a heightened legal scrutiny under the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, right, and common anti-discrimination principles, because citizenship is a protected class for many legal purposes. Now, in saying that and talking to these attorneys, I said, what can I do so we can differentiate between these driver's licenses? And so the idea that I came up with is we take a Michigan driver's license, and at the top of it, in very big, bold, and gold letters, we have it say not eligible for voting. And so that helps us withstand that scrutiny from the protection clause, because state laws or actions that classify based on alienage, right, or non-citizenship are subject to strict scrutiny under the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. And so color coding is less likely to be found by a court to be narrowly tailored as required by strict scrutiny, and because less intrusive alternatives exist. So what's that less intrusive way? Text like not eligible for voting would be more narrowly tailored and still achieve the same objective, but would withstand much better against a constitutional challenge. So that's why I came up with that idea.
Well, you know, and in your post, you know, you say it's so simple, not eligible to vote. I mean, the bottom line is that then gets the poll inspectors, the actual workers, the people doing the work, to be able to see it right at the top. Because like you say, the restrictions, you know, like whether you have to wear glasses or not, or whatever it is, right? It's so dang small, Monica, you can't even see that. And I'm sure the poll inspectors, the workers there, probably don't even notice that stuff.
Nope, they don't notice it at all. And so we have to put these safeguards in place. And I think this is the best way to do it, because protecting the integrity of our elections Randy, it's one of my highest priorities because, as you know, right now we're missing a lot of safeguards in our elections in Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, one of the other things that was very concerning that got all kinds of attention, all kinds of media coverage, and, you know, now all these candidates are having to be asked, you know, where do you stand on what President Trump said about federalizing our elections, especially he referenced Detroit. And I got to tell you, Monica, myself and Pat Kobach and many others, we were down there in the basement of November 2020. We saw with our own eyes what was going on. And, you know, I agree with the president. You know, what's your position on, you know, him and his statement he made, especially about Detroit federalizing our elections?
You know, I have to tell you, I completely agree with federal oversight in our elections. We're struggling, Randy, and I share President Trump's serious concerns about the integrity of our elections in Michigan. We urgently need federal oversight to ensure our elections are conducted lawfully, securely, and transparently, because Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, she continues to resist common sense accountability measures. She continues to undermine public confidence in our system, our election system, and our voter rolls still remain bloated, our safeguards are weak, and there are legitimate questions about non-citizens voting in our elections, and those questions have gone unanswered. And at the same time, we are dealing with the most activist and partisan Secretary of State in Michigan's history. So you tell me, Randy, how can voters trust that elections are being run fairly without any independent federal monitoring? We can't, and that's why we need reform now.
Well, one of the things that I came to learn while I was down there, and Pat Kobach confirmed this when he was back in the state Senate, he sat on election committees the entire time he was there, 8 years. Mm-hmm. And they have this stupid law going all the way back to the 1960s that if a district or a ward, a counting board cannot balance, they can't be recounted. And I'm like, what? I mean, those, Monica, should be the counting boards we should be auditing and being able to do a recount on. If they can't do it, then find out, do a deep dive in there and find out why it didn't balance at the end of the night.
Yeah, you're actually right. So it's actually MCL 168.861A. So if a precinct's voter numbers and ballots do not match, that precinct is normally not eligible for a recount. It's an interesting law, Randy. It's kind of backwards, if you ask me, because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, if a precinct's voter numbers and their ballots don't match or they don't balance, how are they not eligible for a recount? How can we not do some sort of risk limiting audit? So that's very backwards. That's something I definitely want to address when I get in there.
Well, that's my problem, is those are the ones that I think, in my opinion, needs to be changed working with the legislature. Very simple. If you don't balance, the votes don't count. Well, let's see how fast they fix things down there in Detroit. Because up here in northern Michigan, Monica, our poll workers, our poll inspectors, sometimes they'll stay, you know, until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning until they balance, you know, and get everything right between the ballots, the tapes, you know, the poll book. I've seen it with my own eyes. You know, there was a problem with a military ballot, the way it came in and the way it was processed. And they said, wait a minute, this is throwing the whole township out of whack. And it's like, well, if we do this in northern Michigan, why do they get away with this crap down in Wayne County, Detroit?
Unfortunately, Wayne County gets away with a lot. And what's interesting is that, and this is a staggering number, but at least 70% of Detroit's absentee voting counting boards showed mismatches between the ballot poll books and the actual votes counted. And also what a lot of people don't know is that ballot harvesting, essentially in Michigan, it's illegal. However, there's a carve out for Detroit for some reason, and they are allowed to have runners. Clerks are allowed to have runners go out and collect ballots and turn them in, multiple ballots at a time, which essentially is ballot harvesting. But they say that they carved this out for Detroit because supposedly people in Detroit have a hard time, you know, they don't even own a, they either don't own a vehicle or have a hard time being able to get in to turn in their ballots. Sure. So they legalized ballot harvesting in Detroit. That's a big problem.
Yeah, it is. Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to is you using this post that you put on Twitter X account Monica Yatooma, Yatooma. Check it out, folks, because that graphic that you put together between a U.S. citizen and a non-citizen, that's a winner. You show that to the precinct delegates coming to the endorsement convention as to what your idea is. And man, that just pops right out at you. And kudos for you to coming up with that idea, because another candidate in the race is talking about a different colored driver's license. And like you said, now you're getting into potentially, you know, violations of constitutional rights and 14th Amendment.
Yeah. And that's why I've been so careful before I came out with this, because Randy, on day one as Secretary of State, you need to know what you can do and cannot do. You cannot just travel the state saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We need to make sure that we can actually implement it and that it's legal. And we need to know if it's something that SOS can implement on day one or needs to work with the state legislature. And that's why I said I consulted with a few different attorneys before even putting out this graphic, because I wanted to make sure what I'm implying can withstand a court of law, because I don't want to waste taxpayer money being sued as Secretary of State.
Right, exactly. Well, the bottom line, I don't know if Donald Trump was just making those statements about federalizing our elections, you know, especially in Detroit. But I got to tell you, when you look at what happened, and we have so many witnesses down there, we saw it with our own eyes, you know, like you said, federal oversight as Secretary of State, how could you change the way the elections are run, not just in Detroit, Wayne County, but perhaps in some of our other major cities as well? There are so many workers, there's so many things happening. How could you possibly consider soliciting help from the federal government to help you out with oversight?
Well, if I was Secretary of State and I was cooperative and I said, hey, we need federal oversight, I have no doubt that they would send in teams, different teams, right? Maybe some cybersecurity experts, maybe we can collaborate with the FBI cybersecurity team, different teams, and maybe even state police here in Michigan, right, to say, hey, help us with oversight. But another thing, too, outside of just federal oversight, Jocelyn Benson is trying to centralize and take control from our clerks. I want to decentralize and give more power back to the clerks so that they can help me clean up the voter rolls. They don't have to get permission from me to help clean up the voter rolls. And I think that's going to be huge, that decentralization to give more power back to our clerks and untie their hands. But also training of our election workers. If we can get set the bar high for a very uniform and standard training and give them an online portal where they need to check in and meet certain checks and balances, then we can all be on the same page with the most up-to-date training. And I think a lot of that, all that put together, is what really will help, right, in securing our elections and running them the right way and running them more efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you guys would like to check out her website, it's monicaformichigan.com. MonicaForMichigan.com. Check it out. She is a candidate. She will be at the endorsement convention for you guys, precinct delegates coming down. If you guys would like to ask her any questions or whatever, you can contact her through the website and she'll respond back to you. Monica, thank you so much. Great information. We appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great weekend. And all you listeners out there, have a great weekend too.
Thank you, Monica. Final segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by Royal Tire over there in Petoskey. We're in the middle of winter. A lot of folks maybe haven't fully changed into their winter tires, but yet they're needing tires. Well, these all-season tires by Michelin, Cooper, many other tires that they carry there. Fantastic deal. Great guys. Eric will definitely take care of you. Highly recommend Royal Tire over in Petoskey. They're just north of the McLaren Hospital on the same side, kind of almost next door to Jet's Pizza. One of my favorite pizzas, deep dish. Absolutely love it. But yeah, go there and see Eric and the guys. They'll take good care of you. And also batteries, as we're dealing with this cold weather. A lot of battery storage possibility capabilities have absolutely been decreased, and you might be in need for a new battery here heading into the rest of winter. So go see Eric and the guys. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They'll take really good care of you. One of the things that I want to wrap this segment up with, because we just heard Monica Yutuma running for Secretary of State, there's two other candidates running. And I got to be honest with you folks, these driver's licenses started under Terry Lynn Land. I know there's a federal law. I know that she was implementing some things coming from Washington, but it could have been done better as far as vetting these people coming in, getting a driver's license, vetting them and asking them to provide proof of citizenship. But they didn't do that. And again, I told the story, Barlow Street, Traverse City. I was sitting right there in the front row in the waiting seats there because we didn't have appointments that we could get online like we currently do. And there was like 40, 50 people sitting in the chairs, but I was sitting in the front. And I saw with my own eyes a migrant worker. I think he was perhaps from Mexico. He was working one of the vineyards up there in Traverse City. And the woman asked him specifically through a translator, because the guy didn't speak English. Now, I don't know if he could read English, if he even understood our road signs or not. But this guy was applying to get a driver's license. And evidently he went through the test. He passed it, perhaps in Spanish. I'm not sure. He took the eye test. The woman with a translator, again, speaking Spanish, told him to go stand over on the feet to get his picture taken. She told him to smile. And he didn't smile. He just stood there, basically not really understanding the process or what was going on. When he came back, she asked him, would you like to register the vote? And the translator translated it for him. And he stood there and he looked at his friend that was with him. And he had this really, like, almost shocked look on his face. Without even understanding what he was doing, they proceeded to register him to vote. Now, no questions about, sir, are you a U.S. citizen? Are you a naturalized citizen? Nothing like that. Just gave him a driver's license and registered him to vote. And I could even tell that when he was asked to sign the voter registration card, he looked at his friend again, like, should I be doing this? You know, the whole thing just felt awkward. But without them specifically asking if he was a U.S. citizen, why did they offer to register to vote? Why did they do that? And why did she not at least, at a bare minimum, ask him, are you a citizen? Are you a naturalized citizen? Were you born here? No questions like that at all. And Monica and I have talked about it, and she said, absolutely. I'm going to train the workers at the Secretary of State's offices to ask that very simple question. You're not discriminating against anybody. You're asking a simple question to determine whether or not they are vetted and have the right to even vote in our state. I'm sorry, folks, but I don't think that's too much to ask. So it's one of the reasons why I have personally endorsed Monica. She's a businesswoman. She's not a politician. She's not somebody that's been part of the problem working in Terry Lynn Lamb's office. Somebody I believe is coming in with fresh ideas, a business perspective, and bringing in, like she even mentioned, she spoke to attorneys before coming up with her not eligible to vote driver's license. This post I saw on Twitter, X account, absolutely agree with it 1,000%. So hopefully the delegates listening will hear that information, share it with other delegates at your upcoming county conventions. Those are going to be held on Thursday, February 26th, basically 2 weeks from this next coming Tuesday, February 12th. And then February 26th, county conventions will select the delegates and the alternates to go to the endorsement convention down in Novi on March 28th. So we're very much part of that process. Want to make sure you delegates are fully aware of it. If you haven't gotten your email yet or your letter in the mail, contact your local county party and verify where your county convention is going to be held. Greatly appreciate you guys being fully engaged, aware. Make sure your delegates know who to vote for at the endorsement convention. And it's a lot of good information. Want you guys to share it. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in hour number two on this Friday. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round.